This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This weekend, there were so many good college football matchups. Mm-hmm. We talked Ohio State, Texas, LSU, and Clemson. We had Notre Dame and Miami. We had and even last night wasn't a good one, but it was compelling because of Bill Belichick and getting dusted. It did. I don't always feel this way because week one in college football doesn't always deliver this way. That being said, because it was such a great college football weekend, it did. Like my beak is wetted, and I'm ready to watch some NFL football as of this Thursday.
Oh, you see, what's interesting is I'm still kind of I'm living in what this weekend was, and so like I'm trying to give as many flowers as I possibly can to college football. I thought it was such a great weekend. I've been pretty down on the sport past couple years in general, and so I loved what this weekend was, and I love the idea that it just felt like we were actually playing for something every single weekend, while understanding that going into it. I did worry about whether or not the idea that you could just lose any of these games, whether or not that would just be something that would just turn me off. And in fact, it didn't. And I want to reward the teams that lost, that were competitive still, for at least playing in these games.
I have one other way of telling that football is back. Every single woman in my house guilted me about football being back.
Oh, they guilted you?
Yeah, no, because they don't want it to be on the TV.
Oh, see, Charlotte kept saying football all weekend. She was loving it. Yeah. Like, every day, football. And at one point, I was almost like baiting her to be like, so you don't like football, do you? And she's like, football, yeah. And I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Give it about 4 years because it was like a lot of things. Like if one person notices we're out of iced tea and dad needs to pick that up on the way home, I get four sequential messages. It's like, Vanessa will send me one to pick up iced tea on the way home. And then one of the twins will go to the fridge and then realize that there's no more iced tea. Dad, can you pick up iced tea on the way home? Then the next twin will go. Then Olivia gets home from school and she'll do it. Same thing with football. Is even though Olivia started in marching band 2 weeks ago, which is one way to signify high school football's back, that means football's back. It wasn't until I was in my office, feet kicked up, watching Ohio State, Texas, that Vanessa sat down and was like, oh, that's right. And then sure enough, Sophie came in to give me a hug and say hi. And she turned around and she's like, Dad, do we have to? And I'm like, you don't have to do anything. It's my office. Like the main, I've given you the main TV. Maybe 15 minutes later, my oldest came in. Oh, yeah, that's right. And I was
they felt like they lost their dad.
Like, you know, guys, when you watch K-pop Demon Hunter, I don't go.
Oh, Charlotte watched that this weekend, too. Why is that number one on Netflix? I don't know.
I don't know, but everyone's watching
it. Every kid's watching that.
But I don't instinctively go, oh, I hate this.
It's not very good.
No, most kid programming isn't. And I've spent my life putting up with Curious George and every other Doc McStuffins and K-pop and the Wednesday Addams Show. And you can't just give me football.
Well, it's K Addams on FanDuel now. Yeah.
Wait, what did I say?
Nothing. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, I see. Okay. But no, so that was the other way that I knew football was back. But I also know football's back because people are flipping and switching around their Browns predictions that they held steadfast on. I would like to point out In January, before the offseason commenced, I said this is going to be a team that wins less than six games. I have steadfast after the draft been 3 to 5 wins. I'm here to promise you, I have not changed my expectations.
Well, the only problem in all this is that it took us so many months for Fanta to W three-win Wilson. That's really the only hang-up. If we had three-win Wilson being dubbed for like 5 or 6 months, there'd be no questions about whether or not you've moved off of it or moved in any sort of direction.
The brilliance of it, though, is six-win Fanta. It's just not a good, it's not a good retort.
Oh, no, but five-win Fanta does go. It's a little bit. Well, it plays a little bit with it.
But it's too much taking his bit and then turning it into my own bit.
That's why we wouldn't do it.
Which is why I wouldn't do it. I mean, he is flip-flopping Fanta, so what am I going to say? But I do think it's been interesting to see people who were super optimistic on the Browns in training camp suddenly arrive at six wins. It's been people who were maybe less than optimistic in the offseason now because we're the week of buying into where this is going to go.
You wait. If they win week one, like many people now have predicted to do, which I've put a stop on, if you're predicting it now, it just, I'm sorry, you're not even being bold at this
point.
Not
even today.
No,
like that's not now going forward. You're retroactively
you're
putting
out.
It.
Yeah, you're out. You've missed the cutoff. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Like it doesn't work anymore. If you do it today,
you gotta read the contest rules.
If you do it today and expect it to be a fire emoji take,
yeah,
not happening. Not in this house. But the point is, if they beat the Bengals week one, it's only going to get ratcheted up. And there is a chance that week one is just the perfect storm of events for the Browns because the Bengals have such a miserable defense. Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor always start off slow. It could be a very misleading week one win for the Browns that would have people chanting Super Bowl, Super Browns the next morning.
I saw so many people pointing out and taking the graphic of the ticket sites and being like, there's so many tickets available for the Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Guys, they were a 3-win team last year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't take a quarterback in the draft with the number one pick. They didn't trade for a prominent quarterback.
Shador almost sold out a preseason game, though. If Shador was starting week one, it would be a different equation, and you know that.
Yeah, but I think my point is he's not.
He's not.
Like, and they're coming off a 3-win season. Like, it makes sense. Like, I feel like there's like this case that people are trying to make, like, oh, the Browns are finally standing up, mass revolt to what the no. I just think it's a uninspiring season last year into an uninspiring offseason into what could be the bridge to 2026. And I think for a lot of fans out there, they need to see a win this weekend before they go into Super Bowl, Super Browns mode. And you're right to say, by the way, we're one win away from that from happening.
I mean, I can see it now. I can see them beating the Bengals week one and then everyone turning around and being like, see Flacco in the last 17 games? Have you seen those numbers? 33 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, 4,300 yards. And just completely just omitting the fact that he hasn't played a full season since 2017. Like I think there's a lot of people, and this again, it might just be the perfect storm of events for the Browns taking on the Bengals where everything aligns and they look much better than people think. And you snipe one off week one, and then people are going to get really, really into it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens.
And I think specific to that, like I guess I'm just not binding this team to wins and losses as the ultimate yes or no, pass, fail on what the season is going to be, because I think the season, if you just base it off wins and losses, I think it's going to be really tough to embrace anything that is 7 wins or less. Maybe not 7 wins, but certainly 6 wins or less. Whereas I think Kevin Stefanski keeping this locker room engaged at the end of the season is a win. Whereas I think this this rookie class actually living up to the billing, which feels kind of
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possible at this point, given how everybody's put this rookie class on a pedestal.
Yeah, they've been ramped up pretty hard.
There are so many, like, I am genuinely excited for a team that might be a 3-win team. They might be a 7-win team. I think I know where they're going, but I could be at least marginally wrong. And it would be interesting to me that Browns fans would draw the line in this sand because, guys, we don't have to deal with the moral dilemma of the Deshaun thing.
All right, so let's play the other side of this coin. If the Browns lose week one in a game that it feels like 75% of the fan base has come around to them just sniping off, then what is the reaction? Because if you lose the Bengals game, which seems like it's pretty well set up for you, again, bad Bengals defense, Burrow and Taylor start off slow, it starts to creep into that territory of then what games do we win?
Yeah, but I think how you lose matters. Like, if it's a really, really competitive, close game, and Joe Burrow just happens to out-duel Joe Flacco, but you get a lot of pressure from the defense, you can kind of see where the defense is going to go, and maybe you actually do the thing where you establish a power run game and then base the play action off that. Like, if it's a close game, I don't think you should be disheartened by it, right?
I think a lot of Browns fans are looking at this in a very binary way. Did we win or did we lose? And I think if you lose to the Bengals, I'm with you. I'd rather look at it like, how did this happen? Especially early on, how did we win? How did we lose? But I think a lot of Browns fans are just looking at it as a win-loss.
It's interesting. I mean, and listen, I can't really refute anybody who's like, this is the interest just isn't there in the same way that it has been in recent years. Yeah,
I mean, it's draining to have a 3-win season last year and then to follow it up if you have another 3-win season. That's draining on people.
And let's remember, every one of the last 5 years, we've gone in thinking playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole missive when going from Freddie Kitchens to Kevin Stefanski.
Not the first Deshaun year. We didn't have playoff expectations then.
I can't honestly remember my point is, like, you expected them to be competitive. I don't think you can even guarantee that for the Browns this year. So I get it, but I don't know. I think there's another thought that I've had that I wonder if the fact that certain Browns feel like there's no matter what happens this year, Stefanski and Barry are going to be back, that's also like depriving them of the fruits of the labor of this team sucks. I'll just say, like, yeah, I'm looking at this year to gauge whether Stefanski and Barry deserve here to be long-term. And I think that's another kind of, it's not in the forefront now. It's not in the foreground. It's definitely in the background. But if you're a 2-win team going in November, yeah, that's going to become a real conversation.
I mean, it has to be. It's just so incredibly hard to have a 5-6-win total over 2 years and still keep your job, despite what they think is going to happen. I don't know that as many fans, though, I feel like when we talk to them, I think we focus on Stefanski and Barry. I don't know that they're as focused on that part of it right now. I mean, maybe that's just blind trust in Jimmy Haslam's words, which I think is a dangerous thing to have. But it does feel like a lot of the fan base is just, it's not resigned themselves. They've just accepted the idea that Barry and Stefanski are here.
So I'll give you the ultimate pass-fail in this year.
Okay.
Do you get answers? That's what this season's about. Are guys who are into their last year of guaranteed money or who are not necessarily entitled to be here in the future, do you get a firm answer that they're in or they're out? That's a win.
Or are you trading Wyatt Teller at the deadline?
Absolutely. Joe Bitonio at the deadline. Jack Conklin at the deadline. Right? The young guys. All right, can Carson Schlesinger and Mason Graham, can they live up to the hype? Certainly, by the way, yes, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. There is an are you in or are you out vibe to this season. I have said it's we're going to let the chips fall where they may kind of season, but that impacts so many people. There's so many dominoes that are at stake. Like last year when Deshaun was unplayable and they continued to play him, that was dispiriting. Because it was a bridge to nowhere.
And then they traded Amari Cooper and they traded Za'Darius Smith, and people still weren't accepting of what was going on around him.
Yeah. Well, but I think my point is, like, whatever, you're not really gridlocked now the way you were last year or have been in previous years, because certain contracts are starting to come up. So there are going to be consequences if you don't do the job this year in a way we haven't been able to say that for the last couple of years. I think that's exciting. Like, that does feel like progress, even if progress is leading to more of an abridged rebuild or retool or whatever the hell you want to call it. Like, you're not landlocked by contracts after this season the way you were going into this offseason, certainly the way you have been previous years. Like, you add that to Stefanski and Barry, keep the locker room, the draft's got to look good. There are more movable parts, and I find that exciting to figure out, because it's going to be easier to say, all right, this is a results-based business. What did you do? What haven't you done? You get lost, you stick around.
I just think there's so many things that can happen. It really is like a choose-your-own-adventure, and it's just so many different ways that this can play out.
Are you waiting for this Browns team to win? Let's say as soon as this weekend, before embracing this team. More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.